KNZA.
An absolutely incredible storyline as we wrap up the third day here at the AA Legion State Baseball Championship Tournament. Corning and Hiawatha representing from the jump. And how about a seventh meeting between Hiawatha and Corning, with the winner moving on to take on the defending champs in Iola tomorrow afternoon to determine the AA Legion State Baseball Championship. A wild afternoon of baseball concludes here tonight. Corning 10-9 in 8 innings over Marysville earlier today, and Hiawatha had the defending champs Iola on their heels, leading by 2 in the late innings, but Iola with 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th. They go on to beat Hiawatha just a little while ago, 13-10 that final. So, Game 7, the best two words in sports. Why not here at the AA Legion State Baseball Tournament? Winner moves on to take on Iola tomorrow afternoon. Captain Kirk Kilman, man in the ship once again. We appreciate it very much. Brandon Tabman, Corning is going to be the home team in this matchup. So Hiawatha will get the first at bat coming out of the first base dugout. Miles Wimberly will be on the hill for Corning here. Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, Ashton Rocky, Sam Dunn, Caden Smith, Brant Barnhill, Cooper Wishrup, Gannon Becker, and Micah Oldham is in the lineup for Hiawatha post 66 after the loss to Iola, a record of 28-11. And Corning, their win earlier today seems like a long time ago. Corning 17-8. Hunter Lehman, LJ Kelzer, Drew Gibbs, Race Fisher, Brett Heideman, Henry Heideman, Paxton Bowers, Ben Haberkamp, and Aiden Talley, with Miles Wimberly on the hill here for Corning. I mean, an incredible storyline, an incredible weekend for both of these teams. Unfortunate, we were a game away. If Hiawatha was able to hold on against Iola, we still could have had an opportunity to get these teams in the state championship game. But unfortunate, we will at least have one. Will it be Hiawatha or will it be Corning? We are going to find out. The seventh meeting between these two teams, they have each won 3. Why not? An all or nothing game number 7 here in Concordia. It is cooling down a touch, a little more shade with us. Miles Wimberly on the bump. Josh Smith steps in and glad to be a part of your Sunday night. First pitch, that might have clipped the helmet, and I think it went behind Josh Smith, and it's going to be ball number 1. First pitch at 6:42. So a touch behind schedule because the first games have scored a lot of runs. Let's see how we divvy this one up here in the nightcap. Wimberly next pitch is low and outside for ball 2. So Smith, Jacobson, and Rocky all very productive in that win or that loss against Iola earlier, and they've all had pretty solid tournaments collectively. And boy, how about Corning? They have survived 3 straight elimination games, as that one missing upstairs, and Josh Smith, the advantage on Wimberly at 3 balls and no strikes. Hiawatha, the Zone 3 champs, Corning the runner-up, and Hiawatha beat Corning in back-to-back games after they lost to him in the first round at the Zone tournament on Friday, as Josh Smith takes a strike here. It's 3-1. But Hiawatha won back-to-back games against Corning to win that Zone tournament championship, earning them the 2 seed out here in Concordia, and there's a pitch outside, ball number 4. A leadoff walk for Hiawatha's Josh Smith, and that'll bring up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson is going to start defensively in center field. The wind is not quite as heavy as it was earlier, but it has still been gusting all weekend long. There's a pitch outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Wimberly again on the hill. Kelzer catching, Fisher at third, Gibbs at short, that's normal. Bowers at second, Brett Heideman at first. There's a called strike, 1-1. Haberkamp in center, Henry Heideman in right, Lehman is the left fielder. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 on, nobody out, no score, top 1. Winner advancing to the title game, and a high fly ball down the right field line, and that is going to be down and out of play. 4 foul ball, strike 2. Well, looking down the right field line, I realize that it is Lehman who is in right field and Heideman who is actually in left. Make that quick change. Haberkamp still in center. Wimberly's pitch is a little bit high for ball number 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Smith at first and nobody out. It has been a wild and fun weekend. Appreciate all the kind words from everyone. We enjoy being out here. And how about Hiawatha and Corning right here in a spot for the state title? There's a ground ball right side past the diving Bowers and into right field, and Jacobson with a hit, and two on and nobody out. Here's Ashton Rocky. He had two extra base hits in the loss to Iola, two doubles, a couple of RBIs, three runs scored. We gave him the nod of the McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Not the first time we have done that for him. Been sensational to watch. Two on, nobody out. Hiawatha a chance to get on the board. And that pitch gets away, but Kelzer runs it down, and both runners stay home. And Rocky, once we get to the bottom of the first, is the starting pitcher for Hiawatha. So they have done a good job not having to use him here until a game that ultimately truly matters. The winner moves on to take on Iola tomorrow. Pitch by Wimberly. There's a called strike. And it's 1-1. So, again, these teams have played six times. They have each won three. Hiawatha won two out of three at the zone tournament. That one is low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Wimberly out of the stretch. You got Smith at second, Jacobson at first. Dangerous Rocky at the plate. Now he lifts it foul and out of play down the right field line. And it's two balls and two strikes. Still nobody out, just getting going. How about the summer for Hiawatha, though? 28-11. Even after the loss to Iola, who has been a powerhouse over the last few years. They have won the last two and now looking for a three-peat here this weekend. Wimberly a high pitch, and it gets away, and both runners advancing without a throw. Now base hit could give Hiawatha an early 2-0 lead. Josh Smith at third, Jacobson at second base, a 3-2 count coming up on Rocky. Wimberly out of the stretch, he sets and fires. It is lifted high in the air, right side on the infield. Rocky slams the bat. Bowers makes the catch, and a big first out here in the first. So one out, runners at second and third. Here's Sam Dunn. Well, he came in, pitched an inning and some change in that Iola game, and had to come in a tough spot late. And that was really the story for that entire game, everyone being utilized out of the pen and always coming in tough spots. There were a ton of runs scored in the last few innings of that game. And Dunn lifts it up foul and out of play, and it's no balls and one strike. Hiawatha had Iola on the ropes, led by two in the sixth inning, but Iola scored five runs in the bottom of the sixth and ultimately went on to win 13-10. Wimberly's next pitch, ground ball, Gibbs fielding, looking home, instead fires at first, and a low throw is dug up by Heideman for the out, but Hiawatha scores the first run of the game as Josh Smith is in. Jacobson goes to third. It is a 6-3 RBI for Sam Dunn. Now here's Caden Smith. He had multiple RBIs on a pair of singles against Iola. Now he has an RBI chance here with two outs in the first. Hiawatha out to a 1-0 lead. And a ground ball foul to the left side. No balls, one strike. A great opportunity here. The two teams we had for you from the jump are now playing in a game on Sunday night with a trip to the state championship game on the line. Corning was in this exact spot last year against Concordia, but lost 12-6. Here's the pitch. That is lifted out towards left field, and that drops in for a base hit. Caden Smith continues to eat today, and he doubles it up. It is now 2-0. Just a smooth swing, lifts it out into shallow left field in front of Heideman. RBIs in the inning by Dunn and Caden Smith, and now one on and two out still for Brant Barnhill. It's crazy to believe the seventh time these two teams have played, and each have won three. First pitch by Wimberly, a called strike, fell tie, and it's 0-1. Well, Barnhill is going to start defensively in right field. He pitched four solid innings in the win over Smith County last night, giving up six hits, two runs, with three walks and a strikeout. Now he grounds it to the right side. Bowers fields, underhands to Gibbs at second for the force, and that retires the side. So in this exciting winner move-on game here tonight in Concordia, RBIs for both Dunn and Caden Smith, and Hiawatha leading it early. It is a 2-0 score.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, you heard treat yourself right there, and that's exactly what we are doing here tonight. Hiawatha, post 66, and Corning, post 216. A game here in Concordia. Winner moves on, and we'll play in a title tomorrow against Iola. But whoever wins tonight will have to win back-to-back games against the defending champs. Tomorrow we'll have the coverage, whether it's Hiawatha or Corning. Right now, Hiawatha, RBIs in the first inning by Sam Dunn on a ground out, and Caden Smith with a single. And a 2-0 start for Hiawatha post 66. And a great opportunity here is they got Ashton Rocky on the bump. They have held off on pitching him in this tournament. And now, in the most important game, they are able to use arguably their best arm. Hunter Lehman, LJ Kelzer, Drew Gibbs. Race Fisher after that, if one of those three are able to get on. Rocky pitching to Wishrup. Becker at third. Dunn at short. Josh Smith and Caden Smith, second and first, respectively. You got Oldham in left, Jacobson in center, and Barnhill is in right. We have seen a lot of runs scored today, and it carried over into this one as Hiawatha in the top of the first getting two runs on two hits. Here we go, Hunter Lehman batting from the right side and has been all over the outfield today defensively and has had to fight through the teeth of this wind multiple times and making some plays. Rocky's first pitch is taken for strike number one. Corning 17 wins, 8 losses. A thriller against Marysville earlier today. Lehman hits it out to left field, and that drops in for a base hit. Good start for Hunter Lehman. Leadoff single, and that brings up LJ Kelzer. Hiawatha went 4-1 in the zone tournaments. And the lone loss, 8-6 to Corning, but went back-to-back wins of 11-8 and 8-7. So they just constantly play close games. Would expect nothing less here tonight. 2-0 Hiawatha. Here's Kelzer taking a fastball in there for a called strike. Lehman with the leadoff single at first base with nobody out. Rocky quickly out of the stretch position. Lehman not going. And another pitch, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Rocky sets and delivers. Lehman took off and has to go back. A foul ball there, stays 0-2. Gibbs has been good all weekend long. The 8-7 win against Norton yesterday, he went 3-for-4, 3 singles, 2 stolen bases, and an RBI. Friday against Concordia, he was 0-for-3, but then the Smith County win, he had a sack fly, a couple of walks, and a couple stolen bases. So certainly productive throughout. No balls, two strikes, no outs, one on. 2-0 Hiawatha here in this game. Now a little ground ball, left side fielded. Now no play at second. Now a long throw, pulls Smith off the bag, and everyone is safe. That was a tough one for Becker. He hesitated on a throw to second and then decided not to go there, and then his throw was off target. That's going to be an error. And now Lamet at second, Kelser at first, nobody out. Morrison in as a courtesy runner. We've seen it all day in that regard. Just like that, after Hiawatha played it two in the top of the first, Corning two on, nobody out in the bottom of the first. Here's Gibbs. Drew bats from the right side. A solid shortstop. And he pops this one up to the right side, right in front of the dugout. Balls into play for strike number one. Well, I could argue you have easily two of the best defensive shortstops in this game with Dunn and Gibbs. There are two pretty surefire gloves over there at that hot spot. Rocky out of the stretch, two on, nobody out. Here's the 0-1. It is high for a ball. That's actually the first pitch out of the zone for Rocky to start. A leadoff single by Lehmann, an error by Becker, allowing Kelser to reach, and now Morrison, the courtesy runner over there. Another one missing outside, two balls, one strike. Fisher on deck. Rocky sets, kicks, and deals. Off the end part of the bat, off of Rocky's glove. Josh Smith at second, gets it to first in time for the out. Runners advance, but they get the first out of the inning. So now second and third. One out for Race Fisher. When we started today, which again feels like a long time ago, that first game with Marysville and Corning, which went into eight innings. It was an extra inning affair, a bases loaded walk, won them the game at 10-9. There's a pitch a little bit high for ball one. Boy, at times that wind was blowing 35, 40 miles an hour. It is still breezy, but not quite as much as what it was earlier today. Next one by Rocky, a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. Advantage on Fisher. He's got a good look. Lehmann at third. Gives him a little dance and fires it to Fisher, who pops it up. Shallow center field coming on. Rocky makes the catch. Lehmann's going to tag. This is going to be a great throw home, and Lehmann has to stay. Rocky comes in to make the catch, or correction, beg your pardon, that is Jacobson out in center field. I apologize. Used to Rocky out there. So Jacobson makes the nice play. Now two outs, and it's up to Brett Heideman. So after a single and an error, a ground out and a fly out, now a chance for Rocky and Co. to get out of the inning with no harm done at all. First pitch is outside to Brett Heideman for ball number one. 2-0 our score. Hiawatha and Corning battling here for a trip to the state championship game where Iola awaits. Rocky delivers. Inside, but clips the zone for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Rocky sets, Lehmann at third, courtesy runner Morrison at second. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, and it's 2-1. Heideman swings the bat around, batting from the left side, resting on the left shoulder, and grounds it up the middle and fielded by Josh Smith. Throw to first, and in time for the out. A bang-bang play, but the advantage to Hiawatha, so they hold Corning off the board. One inning down and quite a few to go. 2-0 our score here on KNZA.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For all almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball is presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. One final time here on day number three, and quite the storyline we got for you, Hiawatha and Corning. Friday was a long time ago. Corning has won three straight elimination games. Hiawatha had the champions on the ropes earlier, but the wins for Corning and the loss for Hiawatha has matched them up here for a seventh time in 2024, with the winner advancing to the state title game tomorrow afternoon. Now, the scheduled start time for that is 1 o'clock, but I heard rumblings that it could be moved up. We'll see. We'll try to determine that at some point and let you know ASAP. But, again, it's been fun, and a game seven, the two most beautiful words in sports, as some would say. And right now we head to the second inning, and Miles Wimberly back to work for Corning. 2-0, the Hiawatha lead. And it's the bottom third of the order, starting with Wishrup, Becker, and Oldham after that. Wimberly's pitch is high for ball one. Two runs on two hits in the first. RBIs by Sam Dunn and Caden Smith. Wishrup from the right side, jersey number five. Wimberly delivers. A little bit outside for ball two. The next one is low and in the dirt, ball three. So Wimberly walked Josh Smith to begin the game, and now here to start the second, he is behind Wishrup, three balls, no strikes. Wimberly, a right-hander, kicks and fires. That is in there for strike number one. So three balls and one strike. Corning got their first two base runners on in the bottom of the first, but a ground out, a fly out, and a ground out kept them off the board. And now this is lined back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Wishrup on 3-1, swinging right through it, and he is on with nobody out. That'll bring up Gannon Becker. Here comes a courtesy runner and Camden Thonin. So Thonin comes in as a courtesy runner. He was heavily utilized in the zone tournament. Haven't seen him a whole lot here in the state tournament, but a chance to run here for Wishrup. So Thonin at first. Nobody out. 2-0 Hiawatha. Wimberly right back to the stretch. Here's number 19, Gannon Becker. Holds the bat steady above the right shoulder, takes a pitch high and inside for ball one. Wimberly out of the stretch, thrown in a decent-sized lead, does not go, and it's called strike to Becker here at one ball, one strike. Well, it's still warm, but not quite as warm as what it was earlier in the day. There's a little more shade behind. Becker puts down a bunt, and it's going to land in fair territory. Bare hand stab and throw. Not in time. Boy, Fisher thinks he got the out. That was an incredible play. Fielding got on a hop with the bare hand. A sidearm throw, but they're going to say Becker beat it out. And now two on and nobody out.
Now number nine,
here's Micah Oldham. Haven't seen him in a minute, and now gets an opportunity here in this big-time game against Corning. He is defensively out in left field. Two on, nobody out. 2-0 Hiawatha, top two. First pitch to him. Fastball missing upstairs for ball one. one ball, no strikes. Now it is a high chopper. Fisher fields at third, and that's the only play he's going to have. So you get the lead run in the first out. Productive out for sure, and that gets us back to the top of the order. Here's Josh Smith walking a run scored in the first. First and second now, one out, 2-0 their lead. Wimberly out of the stretch, sets, neck high and deals. A little bit high for ball one. Josh Smith entered the tournament with a 229 average. Had a single and a walk against Smith County last night. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Becker at second, Oldham at first, one out here in the top of the second. Winner advancing to the state title game tomorrow. Next pitch low and outside, and it is 2-1. Well, the shade pretty much covering the entire area of spectators, but pretty much still all sunshine on the field. Wimberly's pitch, ground ball, but foul. Third base side, it's 2-2. We were talking to one of the umpires earlier today between the first and second games, and they were saying with the all-turf field, how much hotter it gets on the field, and they were clocking about 115 at one point. That is brutally hot. Next pitch high, 3-2. So you kind of understand what these kids are playing through. And he goes, yeah, it's hot, but we do appreciate that breeze. And I was like, yeah, makes sense. 3-2. Strike three, got him. Smith thought he got the walk. That's not how it usually works. And a big strikeout for Wimberly. Two outs, two on. And now it's up to Jacobson, who singled and scored in the first. Old school style, no batting gloves, a wristband on the right side above the hand, and is going to lift this one out towards the gap. Right center field, and reaching up and making a spinning catch is Haverkamp. Wow, that was a very good defensive play. So two on and stranded for Hiawatha in the second inning. Still 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.com.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Hiawatha leading it 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman here at Concordia. How about it? Corning and Hiawatha here playing for a seventh time in 2024, and the winner will move on and face Iola tomorrow afternoon in the state championship game. Both these teams have been to states in each of the last 3 years. Again, Corning here for the second straight year, and they were in this game last year, but they lost to Concordia. They fell short of the title game. And then 2 years ago in Topeka, Hiawatha was there, and both of those tournaments, Iola came out on top. And now they have a chance to three-peat, but who are they going to face? Hiawatha again or Corning for the first time? Ashton Rocky back to work. Henry Heidemann steps in, takes one inside for ball one. 2-0 Hiawatha. RBIs by Sam Dunn and Caden Smith in the first. Now Heidemann, a loud swing, but a foul ball back into the net. 1-1. Bowers and Haverkamp also do up this inning, and then tally after that if one of those three are able to get aboard. Rocky sets a right B right matchup off speed just outside. And it's two balls and one strike. The 2-1 is lifted out towards right field, and this is Barnhill, who comes in a few steps, makes the catch for the out. So one up, one down. Here is Paxton Bowers. We have talked about him all tournament long. He has been as hot as anybody offensively. Multi-hit games in every game of the tournament, including multiple three-hit games. He steps in for the first time against Hiawatha here tonight and takes the first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Defensively, has been playing pretty solid as well. He's moved around a little bit, mostly at second, has played some short. The 1-0 out front, and he launches it down the left field line, but foul and up against the fence. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. 2-0 our score. Hiawatha had Iola on the ropes in the previous game. Had a 2-run lead going into the bottom of the sixth. But Iola scored 5 runs in that inning and would go on to win 13-10. There's a called strike knee high with the fastball, and Bowers behind at 1-2. 17 wins, 8 losses for Corning. 28 wins, 11 losses for Hiawatha. And there's a swing and a miss on a curveball, and down goes Bowers. That hasn't happened much this weekend. That is the first strikeout for Rocky, and now 2 outs and nobody on. Here's Haverkamp. Tell you what, that first game against Marysville, he made some tremendous plays defensively out in center field. The wind, again, with the issues it was causing, and he had to make some tough plays in what ultimately was a 10-9 eight-inning win. Swing and a miss at the first offering here. No balls, one strike. His first opportunity against Rocky here tonight. Now another swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2. A stranded 2, Corning did in the first. They got him on with Lehman and Kelzer, but Rocky got out of it. Off speed, missing outside, and it's 1-2. Rocky sets and fires. A little bit high on the fastball, 2-2. Well, if Haverkamp can do something here with 2 outs, then Tally is up next. Batting from the left side, Haverkamp. Rocky the righty delivers in the dirts, and from 0-2 to 3-2. A fly out for Henry Heidemann, a strikeout for Paxton Bowers, and now Haverkamp, 3-2. Rocky trying to set him down in order for the first time in this game, and he will not. It's 4. Good at bat for Haverkamp, so he quickly falls behind with 2 swings and misses, and now 4 straight outside the zone, and he's on with a walk. Here is Tally, the DH. Wimberly, of course, pitching, so Tally gets into this one tonight. He's been used sporadically throughout the tournament. Rocky deals, low and in the dirt, 1. The first game against Marysville, Tally pitched. He wasn't in the lineup. 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, and a walk. There's a strike call. 1-1 now the count. He was 0-2 with a walk and a run in the loss on Friday to Concordia. Rocky sets a 1-1, and it's in there for a called strike, and Tally now behind at 1-2, but no matter what happens tonight, this is the 4th straight elimination game that Corning has played, and they have won the first 3. All very close games. Now Tally gets a hold of one, sends it out towards the gap in right center field, and Barnhill can't get there. It drops between him and Jacobson. And now, here he comes. It is Haverkamp around third, and he ends up scoring, and it's a 2-1 game. It hung up there for a while, and it dropped in the gap in right center field, and with 2 outs, Corning gets on the board. So, 2 outs, 1 run in, They have cut it in half. Hiawatha's lead 2-1. Tally with the RBI. Here's Lehmann, who singled in his first at bat. Swing and a miss there. No balls and one strike to the leadoff man wearing number 23. Right sleeve, double batting gloves, and takes one high for ball number one. The Rocky got the first two outs pretty quickly, and then a walk and a single has gotten Corning on the board with two outs. Now lifted up and out of play, foul. And it's one ball, two strikes. If Lehmann can do something, then Kelzer awaits on deck with the knee pads on. Not much of a lead over there at first for Tally, and reaching out at that one and barely getting a piece to stay alive at 1-2. But we'll try it again. Lehman's been all over the outfield defensively today and starting in right field. He's played center and left. He's also played some infield. And he is just a heavily utilized player that can do multiple things. Gets out in front of that one and launched it foul. Stays 1-2. Tally at first after the RBI single. A 2-1 score. Hiawatha holding on to it. We are still early in the bottom of the second. Rocky sets. Lehmann awaits. And the 1-2. It is high. Runner takes off. Throw to second is wide. And it gets out into center field. But Jacobson backed it up quickly. So a stolen base for Tally. And now the count 2-2 here on Lehmann. So a base hit could tie the game here with two outs. All three of the games they played at the zone tournament were close. And right now we are close early on in this one. Game 7 between these two this summer. There's a fastball missing high, and it's 3-2. Corning won the first game in the zone tournament, 7-4. Or correction, 8-6. And then Hiawatha won the next two, 11-8, and then 8-7. Now this one is lifted out towards left and running in to make the catch is Oldham for the out. But Tally gets Corning on the board. An RBI single has cut the deficit in half. We have played two. It is Hiawatha 2 and Corning 1.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha and Corning here in Concordia. Spot in the state championship game is on the line, two innings down. And right now, Hiawatha, two runs in the first, Corning, one run in the second. A 2-1 score is Miles Wimberly set back to get going here to start the third. He will get Ashton Rocky to start. And then Sam Dunn after that, and Caden Smith after that. Iola, the two-time defending champs, await the winner tomorrow afternoon. The scheduled start time is 1 o'clock for that championship, but rumblings around the area is it might be moved up, but we shall see. Wimberly's first pitch to Rocky is high for ball one, and the third inning is underway. Rocky popped out to second in his first at-bat. Rocky awaits and watches a fastball eye high, and it's 2-0. Two runs, four hits, four left for Hiawatha. One run, two hits, three left for Corning. Wimberly's next pitch runs a little bit inside. Three balls, no strikes. and a 3-0. Called strike, and what do you know? Rocky leaned towards first. He thought he had it, and the umpire says no go. 3 balls and 1 strike. Wimberly sets the right v right matchup and fires. Inside, ball 4. So we got it on pitch number 5 and takes first base to lead off the third. Dunn, a productive at bat, a ground out that produced an RBI in the first. That was the first run of the game. Right now 2-1 our score, Hiawatha in front, but Rocky at first base, nobody out. Wimberly out of the stretch, Rocky takes off, pitches a called strike, here's the throw, it's on target but not in time. The leading steal getter for Hiawatha adds another to his total. That was a called strike. No balls, 1 strike. Here on Dunn. Another RBI opportunity for him, and now he takes another one in there for called strike number 2. No balls, 2 strikes. 1 on, nobody out. Top 3, 2-1, Hiawatha. Incredible storyline here with these two meeting for a 7th time this year. Trip to the state title game on the line. Oh, and he tried to take it, and it's going to be a foul ball off the bat. Bizarre play there. Would have been a ball regardless, but it'll stay. No balls and 2 strikes. Little smile from Dunn. Just don't see that quite so often. His colorful bat above the right shoulder. Here's an 0-2, and now he rips it right back up the middle into center in front of Haverkamp for a base hit. No way they don't send Rocky. Here comes the throw on target. Tag is not in time. And now you look at Dunn still rounding, going all the way to third. 3-1, Hiawatha. It'll go down as an RBI single, and then he's able to get to third on the throw home. So a walk and an RBI knock has added to the Hiawatha lead. It's 3-1. Still nobody outs, and here's Caden Smith, who has had a very productive afternoon, adding to it with an RBI single in the first. Wimberly's pitch outside for ball 1. Pretty easy to look the runner at third with a righty out of the stretch. Next pitch in the dirt. Kelzer able to get a glove on it. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Wimberly sets, 2-0 advantage, Caden Smith right now, fires, there's a strike, and it's 2-1. Now the defense fairly straight up for the most part. You have Haverkamp in center playing a little bit more towards the gap, expecting Caden to pull it a little bit, and he pops this one up and out of play, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at third is Sam Dunn. Nobody out. A run already in, and Hiawatha's lead in the top of the third here is 3-1. And the 2-2. High chopper. Gibbs it short. It'll bring in the run. Makes a good throw to Heideman for the first out, but another productive at bat for Caden Smith with an RBI ground out, and the lead is now 4-1. So now 1 down, base is empty. Here's Barnhill, a ground out to second. It was a bang-bang play, but that out ended the first. Wimberly sets and fires. Called strike number 1. 2 more runs have scored. Hiawatha building on their lead. It's 4-1. Wishrup on deck. Here's the 0-1. In there called strike, and it's 0-2. Well, Wimberly, despite the bases empty, still likes to work out of the stretch. Sets quickly and fires. And Barnhill lifts it in the air, but not deep enough, and caught right behind second base. Gibbs make the catch for the second out. ground out and a pop out, two down, nobody on. Here's Wishrup, who singled in his first at bat. And then Thonen came in to courtesy run form. And the first pitch outside for ball one. Two runs in the first, two runs here in the third. Corning's lone run in the second. It's a 4-1 Hiawatha lead. Pitch by Wimberly. High ground ball. Behind second, Gibbs sets, fires, and gets the out. So a ground out, a pop out, and a ground out to end it, but not before two more runs cross home plate. Hiawatha leading this game 4-1. We're through 2.5.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgro Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, brought to you by Kind CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, 2.5 in the books. Hiawatha leading Corning 4-1 here in Concordia. Final game on day number 3 of this state championship tournament. Iola awaits the winner in tomorrow's state championship game. Whoever wins this one here would have to beat Iola in back-to-back games to ultimately win a state championship. Again, devastation for Hiawatha. They had a 2-run lead in the bottom of the 6th inning and had a chance to, again, keep the defending champs on their heels, but clutch for Iola. 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th, excuse me. And they would go on to beat Hiawatha earlier tonight, 13-10. So here we go, bottom of the 3rd inning, LJ Kelzer. Rocky delivers, and it's hit well out towards right field, and it drops in for a base hit. So one pitch and a base runner on for Corning here in the 3rd. That'll bring up Drew Gibbs. And here comes immediately Morrison for the courtesy run. So one on, nobody out here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Drew Gibbs, a ground out in his first at bat. And an opportunity here to keep the line moving, as they would say. Rocky throws, and out! They pick off Morrison at first. Had him by a step. That was a great pickoff move for Rocky, and just like that, erased the runner, and now one out. And Gibbs now awaits his first pitch here at his second at bat, and now nobody on, and one out. What a move by Rocky. He fires, and it's in there for a called strike. These two teams have split 6 meetings here in 2024. Game 7 here with a trip to state on the line. And state, I mean the championship. So certainly quite the storyline. But right now through 2.5, Hiawatha leading it 4-1. One ball, one strike here on Gibbs. Rocky sets and fires. A little bit high, and it's 2-1. Grace Fisher will follow here in the inning. 2, 3, and 4 started with Kelzer. And then Morrison, the courtesy runner, just picked off a moment ago for out number 1. 2-1 is low, now 3 balls and 1 strike. Corning's lone run, an RBI single from Aiden Talley. Rocky still just nobody on, working out of the stretch, and fires. And it's inside, ball 4. So a 1-out walk, puts Gibbs aboard, and that brings up Fisher. So here we go. Fisher steps in. He's made a couple nice defensive plays today at third. Nearly had a great barehanded play earlier in the game, but runner was called safe. There's a called strike to him. No balls, one strike. Flew out to center in his first at bat. Gibbs at first base, one out. Bottom three, 4-1 Hiawatha. Decent-sized lead. Caden Smith holding, and there's a swing and a miss. Gibbs takes off, throw is offline, and he is in there with a stolen base. But the swing and miss drops Fisher behind in the count 0-1. But a base hit could add one here for Corning. They need it. They're down three. Rockies 0-1 is a check swing foul ball, and it's 0-2. Pitch was high, and maybe looked like Fisher tried to pull up at the last second, but the bat was far enough around where it was able to get a piece of it. So here's an 0-2. Then he reaches out to it and pops it up into foul territory and into the dugout, or at least on top of the dugout. So stays 0-2. Gibbs at second base, one out. Becker at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second, Caden Smith at first, Wishrup catching, Oldham at left, Jacobson in center, Barnhill in right. The defensive alignments for Hiawatha. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to Fisher. Missed inside, steal attempt to third, and Gibbs is there. So he steals second and follows it up by stealing third. Pretty good throw by Wishrup from the knees. Just a little bit tardy, and now Fisher with the count, one ball, two strikes. Productive at bat, could bring in the run. The 1-2 is foul. Lifted way high up and out of play, down the left field line. There was an at bat earlier today for Fisher in that Marysville game where he was about three or four straight foul balls where he all just had solid connection and just kept pulling it out towards left field and out of play, and now he watches one bend in there for a called strike three.
Well, that is number seven, Brett Ferdinand.
So, Gibbs still at third base, but now two outs. It's up to Brett Heideman, who grounded out in his first at bat tonight. 4-1 our score. Winner gets Iola in the title tomorrow. Game time, I guess, would say TBD. The scheduled start time is 1, but the rumblings are they may move it up. We will see. One ball, no strikes here on Heideman. The pitch lifted, left side, foul territory. Becker chasing, and it gets over the fence and out of play. Well, Kelzer started the inning with a single, and then Morrison came in as the courtesy runner and then immediately was picked off by Rocky. Gibbs walked. And he has stolen second and third, and now it's sharply hit to the right side, and Heideman comes through with a two-out base hit, and an RBI makes it 4-2. Well, still two outs, runner at first, a run across, Hiawatha's lead cut to 4-2. And that'll bring up another Heideman and Henry. Difference between the two, you got Brett who bats from the left side. Henry is a right-handed hitter. So Brett Heideman, the RBI single, cuts the deficit to 4-2. Here in the bottom of the third, still two outs. And Henry grounds it right back to Rocky, fields it on a nice snag, and underhands it to Caden Smith for the out. But a clutch two-out hit by Brett Heideman drives in Gibbs. And three innings in, we got a good one so far. Hiawatha 4 and Corning 2.
My name is Levi Brookin, Super Bowl Bombers. My favorite thing about baseball is getting to pitch. When I get done pitching, I like to go get a cherry lime made at their Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Maddie Anderson. I play for the Circle Bowl Bombers. My favorite thing is playing first base. I like to get people out, then go celebrate by getting ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Kenny Shepard. I play for the Circle Bowl Bombers, practicing hard and making it to the championship. When I'm done with the game, I like to go to Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
Well, all the kids are doing it. You should, too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy in downtown. downtown Onega.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha Ann Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And want to thank, as always, McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, three innings down and four to go. Winner gets Iola in the state championship game tomorrow. Right now, Hiawatha leading Corning 4-2 here on KNZA. Gannon Becker leads it off. Micah Oldham after that. Josh Smith after that. As Wimberly continues on, he has been a little bit up, a little bit down, but still out there to start the fourth. And Becker swings and launches it down the left field line, but just foul. He singled in his first at bat. And we'll try to get something going here in the top of the fourth. Well, if you missed our first two games today and how we got to this point, it was just a wild couple of games, to say the least. Wimberly's pitch here is outside for ball one. One ball, one strike here on Becker. So the first game, it was Corning and Marysville. A game that went to extra innings. Long story short, it was wild. 10-9, a bases-loaded walk. Walked it off for Corning. They have won three straight elimination games and now are playing their fourth elimination game here. Right now, one ball, two strikes after a foul ball by Becker. And then Hiawatha in the championship semifinals earlier in the game prior to this one. Now, this is hit out to left field and past Fisher for a base hit. Oh, Becker's 2-for-2. That brings up Micah Oldham. Iola, the two-time defending champs. Another wild game. It was a football score of 13-10. Hiawatha had him on the ropes, leading 10-8 going into the bottom of the sixth, but Iola scoring five, which would ultimately be the difference. And now Iola awaits the winner of Hiawatha and Corning in a championship tomorrow, and whoever wins this one here would have to win back-to-back games against Iola to be a champion. But we're having fun here in this one. One ball, no strikes, and now 1-1 as Oldham takes one across the center of the plate, belt high. Becker at first, nobody out. 4-2 our score. Hiawatha in front as we're in the top of the fourth inning, not quite to the halfway mark. Wimberly sets, runner takes off, it is high for a ball, throw, Kelzer, beautifully done, but not in time. Boy, you couldn't have put it on a better spot there, but just a step in front, Becker with the stolen base. The reaction by Kelzer was almost like couldn't believe that that wasn't an out. Two balls, one strike here on Oldham. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Now he's a base hit away from potentially adding to a two-run lead. Still nobody out. And he hits it well out to center, and Haverkamp slides and makes a catch. Wow. I mentioned earlier, Haverkamp's defense earlier today against Marysville, sensational in center, and he does it again with a sliding catch for out number one. So the first out, Becker still at second base. Here's Josh Smith, third time here in inning number four. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Takes the first pitch inside. It's 1-0. Hiawatha 2-1, 2-3. Corning 1-2, 1-3. We are in the top of the fourth. Wimberly sets and fires. It was over the plate, but a little bit low. And it's two balls and no strikes. Wimberly out of the stretch. Regardless whether there's a base runner or not, he likes to go out of the stretch. Wimberly fires. And it's a high pop-up left side, but it's going to be Heideman in left. Didn't have to move much. He'll make the catch for out number two. And that will bring up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson, a single and a run scored in the first. He has a fly out to center as well in the second. Becker still at second base after he reached with a single and a stolen base. Back-to-back flyouts by Oldham and Smith, now with two down. And it's up to Jacobson to get him in. Pitch by Wimberly. Left it upstairs, ball one. We will be to the halfway point after this inning concludes. Kind of wiggles out a fake bunt, pulls it back over the left shoulder from the left side, up in the box. Wimberly's right-handed throw is grounded to the right side, but foul. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, slowly the shade is starting to make its way onto the diamond, but still about, 60-70% of the field is covered with sunshine, and pretty much all the spectators are in the shade. Now this is hit well out towards center field, and backing up is Haverkamp. He was in a good spot to make that catch to retire the side. So a leadoff single, it does no harm for Corning. 3.5 down and 3.5 more to go. Winner moves on to the state championship game. Hiawatha leads it 4-2.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halfway down and halfway to go here on KNZA. Final game of day number three here in Concordia. We're trying to determine who is going to play Iola in the state title tomorrow. Hiawatha and Corning, successful weekends, and one is going to advance. But right now, halfway in, it's Hiawatha 4 and Corning 2. Rocky back to work. He will take on the bottom third of the 17-8 Corning order. Bowers, Haverkamp, and Talley. And if one of those three are able to get on, we'll swing it back up to the top with Lehmond in the one spot. American Legion Baseball. Here on KMZA, it is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. So here we go. Start of the bottom of the fourth. Hiawatha leading it 4-2. And here is Paxton Bowers. He struck out his first time up. He has been red hot all tournament long. And he takes one upstairs for ball one. He has had multi-hit games every game this tournament, and in two of the four games, he has had three-hit days. And now he slices this one to shallow right, and what do you know? It's another base hit. He is one for two tonight, and he leads off the fourth here with a single. Here's Ben Haverkamp. A walk and a run scored. In the second, he was brought in on the RBI by Talley. He has made some great plays defensively out in center field all day, and now he has an opportunity to keep the line moving. Throw to first, and Bowers back in safely, certainly a threat to steal. Rocky, I'm sure, knows it. These two teams more than certainly familiar with one another. Seventh meeting between these two this year. There's a called strike. Runner takes off. Throw is a little offline, and the tag is not in time. It kind of kicked away and out into center, and a stolen base for Bowers. Oh, a runner in scoring position. Nobody out. Corning trailing by two in the bottom of the fourth. It's 0-1 now on Haverkamp. Worked a good at bats the first go around. Walking on a full count. Would come around to score. Pitch by Rocky has popped up left side. Becker behind third. And, a collision between Dunn and Becker. And the ball drops. Everybody is safe. And just hoping both guys are okay. Appears they are okay. So just some miscommunication there is going to put Haverkamp on with nobody out still. So now first and second. But, yep, both guys are okay. Just unfortunate there. And I think that probably goes down as an error of some kind. And it's miscommunication. So two on, nobody out. Corning got something going here with a two-run deficit on him. The runner takes off for third. Wishrup's throw is low and not in time, and both runners are moving up. So second and third now. So a base hit could tie the game here in the bottom of the fourth. Talley produced a run with a single in his first at-bat in the second. Now, if he could put one out there, and we're going to get a meeting on the hill here for Hiawatha. Bottom of the fourth inning, two on, second and third, nobody out. Hiawatha holding on to a 4-2 lead. Our coverage brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. And want to shout out KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Well, if you're curious, we have gone three straight games today. And, you know, when I'm in between games and Kurt's taking care of you back in the studio, we stay dialed in. So as we sit here right now, we have dialed in or been dialed in for 7 hours and 15 minutes and counting. A full day here on this Sunday night. We are happy to bring it to you. So out of the meeting, Rocky back to work, but Corning threatening, second and third, nobody out. Hiawatha's lead is 4-2. Winner moves on to the state championship. It's getting a little fun here in the fourth inning. Rocky's pitch is laced out to left field, and it will be caught in the gap. Play at the plate is not in time, so a sacrifice fly, and Corning gets to within 4-3. Haverkamp stayed at second, so two productive at-bats tonight. For Talley, single with an RBI in the first and a sac fly here in the fourth. He has gotten his team to within 4-3 and now one out, runner at second for Hunter Lehman. He has got a single and a line out. Now he pops this one up, foul territory towards the nets and right up against the nets, and it falls through. No balls, one strike here on Lehman. Single in the first, a line out to left in the second. He has got Haverkamp at second with one out. Sack fly by Talley has gotten Corning to within one. They have not led in this game. And Rocky's pitch is popped up in the infield. And Rocky off the mound a couple of steps makes the catch for the out. So a big second out, and now it's up to L.J. Kelzer, who has reached twice. Reached on an error in the first and singled in the third. Base hit could tie the game here in the bottom of the fourth. And Kelzer was in the box, now steps out and back in. Taps the plate twice, swings the bat above his right shoulder. Staring down Rocky, who delivers the first pitch for a called strike one. A single, an error, a sack fly, a couple of stolen bases, a pop out in this inning. Now Kelzer, a high pitch. It's popped up to Josh Smith. Right side of the infield makes the catch for the out. But Corning gets one, and they are within one as we have played four innings here in this win and move on scenario. Here in Concordia, Hiawatha leading Corning 4-3.
Community Healthcare System is now offering interventional pain management services with Dr. Carl Hakey, their board-certified pain management physician. He understands that living with chronic pain can impact every aspect of your life, from work to family to simple daily activities, and he'll work with you to develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses your specific needs and your goals. Dr. Hakey sees patients at the Onega and Holton Clinics. Call to schedule your appointment today. Community Healthcare System Pain Management Services. Experience pain-free living inspired by you.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Four innings in, and we got a good one brewing once again. It's been all good today. Every game we have called has been close, and no different here through four innings. Hiawatha leading Corning 4-3 as we get set to start the fifth inning here. And Corning, again, the storyline for them, winners of three straight elimination games, all of them very close. The first one, 8-7 against Norton, 7-5 against Smith County. And then this morning, 10-9 in eight innings against Marysville. And that was after they lost 5-3 against Concordia in the first round on Friday. Hiawatha won their first two games here, beating Marysville 6-4. And then Smith County 8-5, but had the champs on the ropes in the last game they played right before this one. But could not hold on as Iola defeated Hiawatha 13-10. Now the winner gets Iola tomorrow in the championship. Either one of these teams, whoever gets there, will have to beat the defending champs in back-to-back games. Here we go. Start of the fifth inning. Wimberly back to work. And the first pitch to Ashton Rocky is high for ball one. Rocky a pop out in his first at bat. A walk and a run scored. Also a stolen base in the third. Wimberly sets. Chest tie, slight bend to the knees, fires with the right, and in there for a called strike. Sam Dunn, Caden Smith. This is 3, 4, and 5 in the Hiawatha order. Both pitchers that have started are still in and no defensive alignments, and Wimberly runs one inside and hits the back of Rocky, and he will take first base.
Now batting number 10, Sam Dunn.
Here is Sam Dunn. Two productive at-bats for him in this game. An RBI ground out in the first, 6-3. And an RBI single and a run scored in the third. He has got Rocky at first with nobody out, leading 4-3 in the top of the fifth. And Wimberly's pitch, Rocky takes off. Kelser's throw to second, one hops to Gibbs and not in time. Second stolen base in the game for Rocky. And that pitch was outside the zone to Dunn. It was a little bit high. It gave Kelser a good opportunity, but his throw one hopped into Gibbs and not in time. Rocky got a great jump there. And now they will pull Rocky and bring on Hageman to pitch run. There'll be a courtesy runner, so to speak. So Hageman will take over at second base. Nobody outs. One ball, no strikes. Here are the counts on Sam Dunn, who has driven in two tonight. Two of the four runs for Hiawatha post 6-6. Corning 2-16. Our game time here for this one. First pitch was 6:42. We are 1 hour and 10 minutes into this one. And the 1-0 is taken high. Two balls and no strikes. Two runs, two hits in the first. Two runs and one hit in the third. Corning has scored one run in the second, third, and fourth innings. This is hit high in the air, right side, playable in the infield. Heideman in foul territory, tracking and makes the catch for the out. So the first out recorded. Courtesy runner Hageman still at second base. Now one out. Caden Smith now, who has had a very good afternoon, both games, and he has driven in the other two runs. So you have Dunn, who has driven in two runs tonight. Caden Smith has driven in two runs tonight, an RBI single in the first, an RBI ground out in the third, and then it was reversed. So Dunn actually had an RBI ground out in the first and an RBI single in the third. So there you go. Now has another chance for an RBI, but first pitch, lifting it out to shallow second base. Didn't get out of the infield, and it is caught by Bowers. And just like that, back-to-back pop-outs and two down. So here's Brant Barnhill now, the opportunity with two down. He is 0 for 2. He has a ground out and a pop out. That's from the right side, old school style, no batting gloves. A lot of these guys rock the new old school style with no batting gloves. I like it. First pitch high, ball one. Courtesy runner at second is Hageman. After Rocky was hit by a pitch and then stole second and was taken out after that. Rocky, of course, still pitching. I believe, if my hearing heard me right through the headset, that Rocky was at 71 pitches through the first four innings. Wimberly's 2-0 is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Wishrup on deck. Hageman not much of a lead at second. Certainly can get in if a ball is put in play, but not here. Barnhill takes a four-pitch walk. So here is Wishrup, but here comes a meeting on the hill. So we'll see if Wimberly is done. He has been grinding for sure. He has kept his team in the game, and as everyone converges on the hill, great opportunity to let you know that our broadcast all season long and here this weekend in Concordia brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? No pitching change. Wimberly stays abroad and trying to get out of the inning. Two on, two outs. Courtesy runner Hageman at second. Now Barnhill after the four-pitch walk at first. And now Wishrup, one for two with a single. A base hit could extend the lead back to two. Right now it's a one-run game at 4-3. Wimberly's first pitch high for ball one. As we continue, the shadows continue to kind of work its way onto the field, and the outfielders still probably have issues with the sun, no doubt about it. We have seen plays that have been affected by the sun all day long. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch in there for a called strike, and that ends a drought of six straight outside the zone. Wishrup moving quickly, steps back in, and fouls this one away. So two balls and two strikes. You're on Wishrup. Let's see if he can put one in play. 4-3, Hiawatha batting in the fifth. Two on and two outs. 2-2. Here's Wimberly's pitch. It is high, ball three. Well, if Wishrup gets on, Becker is on deck. Big 3-2 coming up. Here it is by Wimberly. It is high, ball four. So the bases are loaded with two outs. Back-to-back walks. And now here is Gannon Becker, who is two for two. Two singles and a stolen base. A chance to extend the Hiawatha lead. They have a one-run advantage, 4-3 here in the fifth. Wimberly's pitch is taken for a called strike number one. A single in the first, or correction, single in the second, and a single in the fourth. And he takes one outside, ball one. Wimberly trying to keep his team within one. He's got to get out of a two-out jam here. Hageman, courtesy runner at third, Barnhill at second, Wishrup at first. That pitch is low. Here comes Hageman charging in, and he will score on the wild pitch. And it's now 5-3. Other two runners moving Barnhill to third, Wishrup to second. That is a big run. And Hiawatha back in front by two and a chance to still add more. 2-1 count. Two outs, a base hit could tag two. Wimberly's pitch misses high. Now 3-1. Iola awaiting the winner of this one tomorrow afternoon as they look for the three-peat. 3-1 is fouled away. Now the count full, 3-2. Barnhill at third, Wishrup at second. Wimberly sets. And a 3-2, it is high, 4. Big-time chance for Micah Oldham. Bases loaded, 2 down. And this might be all for Wimberly. We will wait and see. He's pitched well. He has kept his team in the game, but right now they trail by 2. It looks like we will have a pitching change, as it looks like Lehman's going to come in from right field. So Corning's going to take out Wimberly. Lehman aboard, and a tough spot. Bases loaded, 2 outs. We're back after this.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, so Corning is going to go with L.J. Kelzer, it appears, as they brought in Lehman from right to catch now. So Kelzer's going to get an opportunity to pitch here in a tough spot. Bases loaded, 2 outs. A run is in. Hiawatha's lead is 5-3, so he's just getting his warm-up tosses now as Lehman had to come in from right and get the catcher's gear on, and then Tally will take over defensively in right field. So you still have Henry Heidemann in left, Haverkamp in center, Fisher at third, Gibbs at short, Bowers at second, Brett Heidemann at first, and again, Kelzer now pitching to Lehman. It'll be number 9 in the order in Micah Oldham. We'll have this bases loaded, 2-out opportunity. The one run, scoring in this inning was on a wild pitch. This will be a crucial at-bat in this game. Kelzer's going to get a couple warm-up tosses in, and Oldham awaits, and this is the first time we're going to see Kelzer on the bump in this tournament. So Wimberly gave 4 2/3, responsible for the three runners aboard. He has given up all five runs and has kept his team in the game, but he needs Kelzer to get a big out here. Runner at third is Barnhill. Runner at second is Wishrup. Runner at first is Becker. All getting on via the walk. So three straight walks after a hit batter, a pop out, a pop out. Once again, Rocky scoring the lone run on a wild pitch. And the bases were empty with two down, and then a walk to Barnhill, walk to Wishrup, and a walk to Becker. So here we go. Number nine on the jersey, Micah Oldham. We'll face number six on the jersey for Corning and L.J. Kelzer. And Kelzer fires in the first pitch. It is in there for a called strike. 5-3, Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. Big time opportunity for Oldham at the dish. That's from the right side. Kelzer's right-handed throw is in there, called strike number two. So Oldham quickly now needs to go into protection mode. Corning would love a three-pitch strikeout from Kelzer. Shakes off one side, yes to the next, and fires it low. Pops up in the air. Lehman all the way to the backstop. It's another wild pitch. Everyone scores or advances, and a run scores. And now the lead double up to 6-3. So both runs in the inning scoring on a wild pitch. Run charged to Wimberly. Now second and third, but count one ball, two strikes here on Oldham. There is a swing and a miss, and down goes Oldham, but not before another wild pitch tags another run, and two more on the board, and Hiawatha extends their lead. It is 6-3 here on KNZA.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Heading to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Concordia, Hiawatha. Two runs, no hits, three left. In the top of the fifth, their lead on Corning is 6-3. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman with you on KNZA. So Wimberly, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks, a strikeout, and a hit batter. Kelzer came in to get that final out as he struck out Oldham to end the inning. Rocky back to work, 71 pitches deep. Now he's got a 3-run cushion here in the bottom of the fifth. Here is Drew Gibbs, Race Fisher, and Brett Heideman also due up in the inning. Rocky sets and fires. Off speed, missing high and inside, ball one. Ground out in the first, a walk and a run scored in the third. Gibbs has had a sensational season, a good tournament, trying to put a rally together here in the bottom of the fifth. 6-3 Hiawatha, next pitch inside, 2-0. They have scored one run, Corning has in each of the last three innings. Right now they are down three as Hiawatha scored two in the third, and then two in the fifth. Three balls, no strikes, now the counts. Here is the pitch by Rocky, in there for a called strike. It is 3-1. Rocky sets. Can he come back here from down 3-0? And Gibbs swings and pops this one up in the infield. Josh Smith under it to make the catch. One up, one down. Here's Race Fisher. He is 0-2 tonight. A fly out to center and a strikeout. Three runs on five hits and 5 left on base for Corning in this one. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for ball number one. The run in the second, an RBI single by Talley. The run in the third, an RBI single by Brett Heideman. And then a sac fly on the run in the fifth, or in the fourth, excuse me, by Talley. So Talley's driven in two of the runs. And Fisher fouls one out of play. Now one ball, one strike. Hiawatha leading this game 6-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Bases empty, one out, 1-1 count here on Fisher. Rocky sets, chest high, kicks with the left, fires with the right, and it's in the dirt for ball two. So approaching roughly guesstimation around 80 pitches so far here for Rocky in this one. Stills has up to 105, and now this is hit well out to left field, and that drops in for a hit. Becker at third had a good leap and nearly made a snag, but just enough over the top, and Fisher has his first hit of the game. Here's Brett Heideman. RBI single his last time up, also as a ground out to second. Fisher at first, one out. Hiawatha leading it 6-3. Heideman swings it back above the shoulder and watches one knee high get across for a called strike number one. Two-time defending champion, Iola awaiting the winner in tomorrow's championship. Whoever wins this has to beat him twice to be the champion. And knock out right now what is the king of AA baseball in Iola. Hiawatha had him on the ropes earlier today but couldn't hold on. There's a pitch upstairs, and now on Heideman here, two balls and one strike. Fisher at first after a one-out single. Gibbs started the inning with a pop-out to second. Now Heideman here, 2-1. The pitch by Rocky is hit out towards the gap in left center, and running and making a knee-high bucket-style catch was Jacobson. That was up there on the scale of difficulty. And that is now two outs. So now it's up to Henry Heideman, who is 0-2. A fly out to right and a ground out to the pitcher. Rocky trying to finish at least five. Here's the pitch. Ground ball and a diving effort is unsuccessful, and it gets out into left field. Fisher stops at second. And Henry Heideman, his first hit, it is a single. So two outs and two on. A chance for a little two-out rally here for Corning. It's up now to Paxton Bowers. A single, a couple stolen bases, and a run scored in his last time up in the fourth. Bowers taking his time here, settles in, has had a phenomenal tournament. Multi-hit games in all four, including three hits in two of the four games. And a hit earlier tonight as well. Right now, again, just 1-2. Trying to extend that multi-hit streak if he can get one here. One ball, no strikes to count on him. Two on and two out. Hiawatha leading 6-3, bottom five. Ground ball. It is knocked down by Becker, settles and throws to get the out. So it was hard hit. And it was knocked down by the glove. Becker had plenty of time to make the throw for the out. So a couple of runners stranded for Corning. We have played five. Hiawatha leads this game 6-3.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs. And can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Final game here, day three, AA state tournaments in Concordia. Winner between Hiawatha and Corning advancing to the title tomorrow. Iola, the two-time champs, awaits the winner. And right now, Hiawatha leading it 6-3. This is game number seven, the two best words in sports. These two teams have played six times. They have each won three. And now Hiawatha looking to win this illustrious game seven and get another opportunity at Iola tomorrow. But we're heading into the sixth. The top of it, Kelzer back to work, got the final out of the last inning. Josh Smith puts a bunt down, Fisher fields, fires, and safe at first. An infield bunt single for Josh Smith to lead off the sixth. Second time aboard in four at-bats tonight for Josh Smith, and now Cooper Jacobson with one on and nobody out. Jacobson, 1-for-3, a single and a run scored. Throw to first, and the ball kicks away, but Smith ain't worried about going to second. A little slow to get up, but appears to be okay. Well, Wimberly gave Corning 4 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks, and a strikeout. And then Kelzer came in to get that last out. He struck out Oldham with the bases loaded. See how far Kelzer goes. He's yet to be used on the mound this weekend. There's a called strike there to Jacobson. No balls, one strike. Kelzer steps off. Concerned about Smith over there at first. Kind of stares him back. On a 2.5-step lead. Doesn't go. Next pitch outside. Ball one. Well, still some sunshine in the outfield, but most of the infield covered with shade pretty much. Kelzer's pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Rocky to follow as Hiawatha looks for some insurance here late. They got 3 crucial late runs in their 8-5 win over Smith County yesterday. Now this is popped up in the air, left side, Fisher in foul territory, makes the catch for the out. First out, Smith still at first. Now Rocky hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. He walked in the third, popped out to second in the first. He has scored twice. He has stolen 2 bases. The run he scored in the fifth was on a wild pitch. The run he scored in the third was on a single by Dunn. And now he hits this one well out towards the gap, and that drops in for a base hit in left center. Josh Smith will stop at second. Rocky another hit. And now 2 on and 1 out. Here is Sam Dunn. RBI ground out in the first. An RBI single in the third. A run scored there as well. And a pop out to first in the fifth. 1 out, 2 on. 6-3, Hiawatha leading here in the top of the sixth. Kelzer's pitch is a ground ball to Gibbs. Could be 2. Fielding second for 1 and no play at first. So they get the run at second for the force, and now runners at the corners with 2 outs. So Caden Smith, 2 RBIs tonight, a single and a ground out, producing those 2 ribbies. He's also got to pop out to second. They're at the corners with 2 down, 6-3 Hiawatha, top 6. Kelzer in relief, has recorded 3 outs. Runner takes off, pitches a called strike, and no throw is done. Is up to second. So now second and third, and the count, no balls, one strike here on Caden Smith. Kelzer staggered with the stance, delivers with the right, runs inside, and just missed Smith, and it's now 1-1-1. Runner at third, Josh Smith. Runner at second is Sam Dunn. Hiawatha scored two runs in the first, two runs in the third, two runs in the fifth, and now a line drive to left field and a base hit for Caden Smith. Here comes a play at the plate. High hop tag is in time for the final out. So the first run scores in Josh Smith, but Dunn trying to score from second. He is tagged out, so it's 7-3, and the inning is over. But they do add another run, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hiawatha leading this one 7-3.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Another RBI for Caden Smith to cap off a one-run sixth inning. Hiawatha's lead is now 4. At 7-3 here against Corning as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Winner advancing to the state championship game tomorrow. Iola, the two-time champs, await. Whoever wins here will have to beat Iola in back-to-back games to win a championship. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, final game of day number 3. We had two games on Friday. We had 3 games yesterday. And now we have had 3 games here today with potentially 2 more tomorrow. Ashton Rocky back to work, still has some pitches to spare as he is going into the 6th. He will get Haverkamp, Talley, and Lehman. But before we start, the home plate umpire going to the Corning side and discussing something, not sure what. The home plate umpire is walking all the way down the third base line and towards the fence where some of the Corning fans are residing. Not really sure what the deal is, but we're hanging on here. Haverkamp ready to rock and roll here in just a moment. Right now, Hiawatha leading it 7-3. So Corning running out of time. They got 6 outs to work with. And as of right now, they need at least 4, but Hiawatha will still have a chance in the top of the 7th to add some insurance. We're not quite sure what the issue is or what's being discussed. But it is delaying the starts of the bottom of the 6th. All right, here we go. Umpire sets, and we're back to it. All right, here's Haverkamp. A walk and a run scored. He has also reached on an error. Rocky's first pitch to him is low for ball 1. Corning 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th. They have 7 hits in the game. They have left 7 on base. That one's a little bit up and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Sure, they will run it up to the 105 mark, I would assume, for Rocky. And the next one in there for a called strike, 2-1. So they are using Rocky here, but if he hits the pitch count, he will not be available tomorrow. And this is hit well, but right to the shortstop and Dunn. He didn't have to move. A line drive. Good contact by Haverkamp, but it is out number 1. That'll bring up Talley, who has tallied 2 RBIs in this game tonight. See what I did? A single in the 2nd, a sac fly in the 4th. I am sure that's not been the first time that kind of expression or phrase has been utilized with him. There's a half-check swing, but it's down the middle for a called strike, and it's 0-1. He has also got a stolen base. He didn't play in the first game today, but he did pitch. Here's a ground ball, and up the middle and into center field for a one-out single. A diving effort by Dunn, just couldn't get there in time. Talley is on with 1 out in the bottom of the 6th. back to the top of the order with the now catcher in Hunter Lehman. Lehman started in right field, but once Kelzer came on, he had to come in and catch for him. Not much of a lead at first. Rocky lifts, delivers a pitch outside for ball one. Lehman to single in the first, a line out to left in the second, and a pop out to the pitcher in the fourth. One ball, no strikes, one out, one on. 7-3 Hiawatha in the bottom of the sixth. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Rocky glancing its first base with Tally. Not going. Pitches outside. And it is two balls and one strike. Rocky again. He turns his body just to check before he sets in. Now foul ball by Lehman. Now two balls and two strikes. So before he sets, he gets a good turn over his left shoulder to check the runner at first. But again, Tally is not really threatening too much with a lead. You don't want to lose base runners if you're cornering at this point in the game. You got to score. You're down four. Does so again. Checks. Now sets. And fires. Off speed, but just missed high. And it's now three balls and two strikes. Well, this could be your opportunity if you're cornering. You can get a couple base runners on with one out. See what you can do. Pitch by Rocky. Is a ground ball. Does it stay fair? It does. Becker fields, and the play is at first. He fires in a dart for the out. The tally goes to second, but now there are two outs. Good play by Becker at third. So two outs, and it's up to L.J. Kelzer. And who has come on to pitch in replacement of Wimberly earlier in the game. He has pitched well in relief. Hasn't pitched a lot, but is getting it done. But Rocky's first pitch to him, a called strike number one. He has reached on an error. He is singled, and he has popped out. Runner at second, two down here in the bottom of the sixth. Just missed inside there. One ball, one strike. Corning beat Marysville 10-9 in 8 innings in the first game. Iola beat Hiawatha 13-10 in the game prior to this one, and now we're sitting with a Hiawatha 7-3 lead as Corning bats with two outs and one on in the bottom of the sixth. Iola awaits in the championship. The winner here advancing to that championship tomorrow. One ball, two strikes, two outs, one on. Rocky's pitch is a foul ball. Kelzer just caught a piece and kicked off the inside part of his foot. Those are always tough plays when you foul one off your foot. That can be a sketchy situation, but nothing too serious there. He's back in, ready to roll. Taps the bat on the home plate twice. Flips it back above the right shoulder. 1-2, two outs, two or one on. That one is way high. Slipped out of his hands. Now 2-2. Well, if Kelzer can do something, Gibbs awaits. Now a check, set, and deal. It is hit to center field, and it drops in for a base hit. Here comes Tally. And the throw does not get in time, and it's an RBI single. Kelzer produces. And a much-needed run with two outs, and that makes it a 7-4 game, and now we're going to get a pitching change. So that's going to do it for Rocky pitching into the sixth inning. Right now, a two-out scenario, and we'll let you know who's coming on. It looks to be Barnhill, I believe, but we'll figure it all out when we come back on at KNZA.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
My name is Cooper Alley. I play with the Sugarville Bombers. I like third base and making good plays. After I'm done with the game, I like to go get ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Alexa Rash. I play for the Sugarville Bombers. My favorite thing is playing third base. After I make a great play, I like to quench my thirst by getting a cherry limeade at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Reckon Schlatter. I played with the Sugarville Bombers. After I hit a dinger, I like going to the Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
All the kids are doing it. You should too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy in downtown Onega.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Lucas Lancaster, the new pitcher here for Hiawatha. He comes in with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning as Rocky is pitched into this sixth inning, 5 2/3. He is responsible for the runner at first base in Kelzer. It's a 7-4 Hiawatha lead. I think we have a courtesy runner. I can't see behind. I think Morrison, again, has come in to courtesy run for Kelzer. That's been the case in this game all night. So one on, two outs. A run has scored. Gibbs coming up here. The RBI by Kelzer makes it 7-4. So I think they took Barnhill out defensively. Jacobson's now in right. Rocky went out to center. Oldham still in left. Infield stays the same, so here is, or it might be Aldifer who is the courtesy runner, I believe so, and first pitch by Lancaster is ball number one. To Drew Gibbs, who is grounded out, walked and scored, and has popped out. It is Aldifer at first, the courtesy runner. Next pitch is high, and it's 2-0. Corning getting one back in this inning, but they're still down three. There's a called strike, throw to first, and not in time. Lancaster did not start in this game tonight. He came off the bench here to try to wrap up this inning. Next pitch high. Aldifer takes off, and the throw is wide, and he's in there safely. Boy, you'd really love a two-out knock here from Gibbs. You can get Aldifer in. You can get within two. The sun has finally made its way south. We're rocking with a ton of shade. The lights have not been turned on yet. That pitch is outside. That 3-1, ball four, and the inning continues. You have Aldifer at second. Now Gibbs occupying first base. And here's Fisher, who is 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout and a flyout. Two on, two outs, a three-run game in the sixth. Lancaster's first pitch is a little bit high for ball one. He looked a little frustrated after releasing that pitch. He was kind of swinging his arm around and around and trying to get himself settled down. He just needs one out to get out of the inning. There's a good one, knee high, a called strike, and it's 1-1. A couple of singles in this inning, Talley and Kelzer. Kelzer produced the run, and next one to Fisher a little bit low for ball two. Two balls, one strike, two on, and two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-4 Hiawatha, trying to hold on in advance of the state title game tomorrow. Lancaster's pitch, belt high, called strike number two. Lancaster out of the stretch, one strike away from getting out of it. The pitch to Fisher is fouled away. So it says two balls and two strikes. Lancaster wearing jersey number 31. Pitching to Fisher, who wears jersey number 10. Gibbs at first, Aldifer courtesy runner at second. Now this is hit well out towards the gap, left center field. Rocky on the run and an incredible catch in the gap. Might have just saved two runs. Fisher knows it. He slams the helmet in frustration. A great defensive play keeps this a 7-4 game. We have played six. Final inning coming up right after this.
Good luck, Buffaloes, from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca. They are online at sailorinsurance.com. To the final inning we go. Lights are finally turning on here in Concordia. And right now, Hiawatha leading Corning 7-4 with one inning to go. Lancaster will lead off the inning here for Hiawatha as he is pitch hitting for Barnhill. First pitch by Kelzer, a called strike number one. Barnhill was 0-2 with a walk and a run score, but now Lancaster is going to rip one to the left side, fielded by Fisher, flips it to his right hand, a low throw, dug out by Heideman for the out. And one up, one down, and that'll bring up Wishrup, who is 1-2, a walk and a single. Well, Hiawatha now, one out, nobody on, looking for maybe some insurance here. They lead it 7-4. Corning will have one more opportunity. Championship tomorrow, the winner here taking on Iola. First pitch is low and in the dirt, ball one. A single in the first, a ground out in the third, and a walk in the fifth for Mr. Cooper Wishrup, who wears a jersey at number 5. 2-0, now the count. Pitch was low. Kelzer came on and got the final outs of the fifth as he struck out Oldham. Now pitching to Lehman. That one a little bit low, 3-0. We were a game away from potentially having these two in the championship. We're going to get one of these two in, and that's awesome to see. As good of a storyline as you could have had here, if otherwise the other being the two in the title game, but not going to get that. There's a foul ball, and now it works from 3-0 to 3-2. Cooper certainly battling here. Lancaster started the inning with a ground out. Now Kelzer wants a new baseball from the umpire. Well, the crowd is kind of died down a little bit, but the support is still strong. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on. Top of the 7th inning, Hiawatha leading 7-4, and that one is high and inside, ball 4. So here's Gannon Becker, who has had a successful night. A couple of singles, a walk, a stolen base. And now a time called by the umpire. Courtesy runner at first base now for Wishrup, and that is going to be Dalton Sieben Morgan. We have not seen him this weekend, but now an opportunity to run at first base. The umpire just making the notes about Sieben Morgan as a courtesy runner. Now the umpire's meeting between home and first, trying to figure something out. Well, Becker awaits to bat. With one on and one out here in the top of the seventh. Hiawatha leading this game 7-4. Our coverage will wrap up tomorrow. The scheduled start time originally 1 o'clock, but again, we were hearing rumblings that maybe they move up that start time. I'm not sure what the factors would be, but we will hopefully determine that before the end of the broadcast. All right, here we go. Becker launching one foul. First pitch from Kelzer. Or strike one. Well, this is the first time in the now 3 days of full coverage where I've been out here late enough to see a game under the lights with the sun down. There's a called strike. Good one there for Kelzer, and Becker quickly behind. No balls, two strikes. Boy, at this point, it is much more comfortable weather-wise. A little bit cooler. Pitch by Kelzer. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Courtesy runner, Stephen Morgan at first, replacing Wishrup over there after a walk. One ball, two strikes. One out, one on. Top seven, 7-4. Hiawatha. There's a swing and a miss. And down it goes Becker. Out number two, and now Micah Oldham, who has reached on a fielder's choice. He has a fly out to center and has a swinging strikeout. Corning at worst, or at least, well, we'll see. Oldham lifts one out to center. Haverkamp again runs in more towards the gap and makes the catch to retire the side. A one-out walk, nothing doing. Corning's final opportunity. They need three runs. They're down 7-4.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Final opportunity for Corning post 216. They trail Hiawatha 7-4 as we go to the seventh inning. Hiawatha 3 outs away from another opportunity at the champs tomorrow in Iola in the championship game. It has been a fun weekend, and right now if Hiawatha holds on, boy, that game they played earlier with Iola, whew. And a two-run lead going into the bottom of the sixth. Iola plated five in that inning and knocked out Hiawatha to this game with a 13-10 win. Credit Corning as well. They lost their opener on Friday and since have won three straight close elimination games. But now on the verge of having their season come to an end, just like last year, one game short of the championship. Lancaster will try to shut the door. First pitch to Brett Heideman, low for ball one. Brett Heideman, Henry Heideman, Paxton Bowers. Next pitch high for ball two. Corning, one run in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the sixth. Lancaster kicks and fires, and it's 3-0. Hiawatha's seven runs, two in the first, two in the third, two in the fifth, and one in the sixth. And Lancaster's 3-0 is in the dirt, ball number four. Well, a good start for Corning. When you need 3-1, you get a leadoff walk to begin this frame, and now a meeting on the hill for Hiawatha. Henry Heidemann set to come up next. It is 8:43. We have just passed the two-hour mark in this game, 2 hours, 1 minute deep. We have been dialed in with Kurt back in studio for 8 hours and 12 minutes. I'm sure Kurt can appreciate those stats and statistics. Sometimes he says, that's okay. So after the meeting, Lancaster trying to settle down. A four-pitch walk to Brett Heidemann to lead off this seventh inning. Hiawatha leads it 7-4, so Corning needs three to keep it alive. Here is Henry Heidemann. A fly out, a ground out, and a single. Lancaster's pitch. In there, called strike. Needed to see it. And it's 0-1. Fly out to right in the second. Ground out to the pitcher in the third. And a single in the fifth. He's got Brett at first. And nobody out. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Left side. Tough play done. Backhand. Bops right out of his glove. And everyone is safe. A rare miscue by Dunn at short. And now you got Brett Heidemann at second, Henry Heidemann at first, and Paxton Bowers coming up representing the tying run with nobody out. The Lancaster's got to settle in. Can Corning put together a rally and make things tight down the stretch? You have already got the tying run at the plate, potentially with nobody out. Lancaster's first pitch outside for ball one. Bowers has cooled off a touch tonight. He still has a single and a run scored, a couple of stolen bases. But his streak of multi-hit games is in jeopardy as he fouls that one away, one ball, one strike. So again, this is the fifth game for Corning in the tournament. He has had two hits in two of the games, and he has had three hits in the other two games. And again tonight, batting for a fourth time, he is 1-for-3. Two on, nobody out. Big opportunity in the seventh. Three-run game. And Bowers, before the pitch, will call time. A walk in an error. As Brett Heidemann at second, Henry Heidemann at first. Lancaster's pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Lancaster just trying to settle down. It was a little rocky early, but now a chance to maybe get a big out here. The pitch. Ground ball, high hop, and Becker drops it. Does he get the out at third? He does. Okay, so near disaster. A bobble, he tapped his chest. He said, my bad, but they get the lead outs. And now first and second with one down. So Henry Heidemann to second. Bowers takes over at first on the fielder's choice. One out, two on. A three-run game here in the top of the seventh. Hiawatha trying to hold on. They lead it 7-4. Here is Ben Haverkamp. A walk. He's also reached on an error and has a line out. Pitch by Lancaster. It is outside for a ball. The line outs in the sixth by Haverkamp. He struck it really well, but right at Dunn at short. He'd love to get good contact like that again, but not find a defender out there and put it in play. There's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Lancaster deals. It is high, ball two. Henry Heidemann at second. Paxton Bowers at first. 2-1 the count on Haverkamp. Hiawatha leading at 7-4 in the top of the seventh. Last chance for Corning. Swing and a miss by Haverkamp. Taps his helmet with the bat, and it's now 2-2. Tally on deck. Last chance for Corning. They need three. They got the tying run represented with Haverkamp, and there's a strike three call on the inside corner. Haverkamp goes down looking for out number two, and it's down to Aiden Talley. What a located pitch there, or like location on that pitch is what I'm trying to say. It was very, very good on the inside corner. That is a tough one to hit. First pitch to Talley is a little bit high for ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs, two on. 7-4, Hiawatha an out away from the championship. The pitch, it is low. Ball two. Sally's been productive tonight. RBI single in the second, a sack fly in the fourth, a single and a run scored in the sixth. So he has been very productive in the number nine spot in the order. 2-0 by Lancaster. Runners take off. Throw to third. Tag is not applied, and everyone is safe. And now the count 3-0 on Tally. So Bowers to second. Henry Heidemann on the double steal at third. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. A three-run game. Top of the order with Lehman due up next. And there's a pitch watched all the way and a called strike. Now 3-1. If I'm Tally, I am not taking my bat off the shoulder for this one either, but we'll see. Lancaster sets and fires and gets it on the outside corner. Count full. Tally has to put one in play. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. 7-4 Hiawatha. And what could be the final pitch of the game, here is Lancaster. It is high, ball four, we continue. Bases loaded, two outs, and here is Hunter Lehman. His fifth at bat tonight. He has singled, he has lined out, he has popped out, and has grounded out. Has covered about every out except for a strikeout. Now here's the pitch, and it's hit to the right side, and it drops in for a hit. One run is in, and that's all that it'll be. They had to stop Bowers at third, so it's 7-5, still two outs, and the bases loaded. Well, now a base hit could tie the game. It is 7-5 for Kelzer. Bases are still loaded with two down. Kelzer takes one in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Why not have an incredible finish here? And most of our games have been close all weekend, and no different here as it's coming down to the final at bat. Lancaster's 0-1 is fouled away. Kelzer down to his final strike in what could be Corning's last chance this season. No balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded, 7-5, Hiawatha by two. Dangerous hitter, Lancaster to Kelzer. It is high. One ball, two strikes. Base hits could potentially tie this thing up. You have Bowers at third, Tally at second, Lehman at first. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away. Stay at 1-2. I will say you cannot leave it up to the umpire. If it is anywhere close, you have got to try to put it in play. 1-2. Lancaster's pitch is hit high in the air, right side, but foul. And we're battling now. It stays 1-2. Goodness. Fans on the edge of their seats, waiting to see how this is going to finish. The seventh meeting between these two this summer. They have each won three against each other. A deciding game seven here in the state championship tournament with the winner advancing to the final tomorrow. Why not have it be that way? Lancaster kicks and fires. Just finished tied. Probably closer than Kelzer thought, but it is ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Lancaster working quickly. Here we go. 2-2. It is low. Ball three. Full count. Two outs. Bases loaded. Corning down by two. In the top of the seventh. Goodness. Deep breath by Lancaster. He goes into it. Here's the pitch. It is low, ball four, and it's a one-run game. Ho, 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 man. Kelzer with the walk. What an at-bat. He falls behind and works the walk that gets his team within one. Tally to third. Lehman to second. Kelzer to first. It's a one-run game. It's 7-6. Caden Smith from first going to Lancaster and letting him know, hey, man, you got this. Here comes Aldifer in to be the courtesy runner at first base for Kelzer. My goodness. Now, you got to face Drew Gibbs, who is more than capable of giving his team the lead in the seventh. 7-6, Hiawatha. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side. Dunn, Fields, throws to second, and in time for the out, and the game is over. And Hiawatha will get another chance at the defending champs tomorrow. It was absolutely epic how we ended. And what a storyline to wrap up this final day of the full slate here in Concordia. Corning rallies, but it comes up short. And Hiawatha advancing to the championship against Iola. We'll see the top two seeds tomorrow. A 7-6 final score here on KNZA. And we'll wrap it up right after this.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Community Healthcare System offers a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to help keep you moving from imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything that they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than CHCS. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System of Northeast Kansas, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgrow soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgrow. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
An incredible season for Corning Post 216 comes to an end the same way it did last year, a game shy of the state championship game. Last year they lost to Concordia. This year they lose to a very familiar opponent in Hiawatha, another sensational game here tonight. We had three incredible games, and another one to cap it off here tonight as Hiawatha holds on for a 7-6 win. It was 7-4 going into the bottom of the seventh. Corning getting two, had the bases loaded, a base hit away from potentially taking the lead, but they could not do so as Hiawatha was able to hold on and advance. So we have the top two seeds with Iola, the defending champs, and Hiawatha in tomorrow. Now we are awaiting final word. Iola has said they are good with a 10 o'clock start time, so they're looking to push it up. It is going to be incredibly hot once again tomorrow. They are looking to push up the start time. The original time was 1 o'clock. Iola has said 10 a.m. is good for them. They are waiting to confirm with Hiawatha if they are going to start this thing at 10 o'clock. I would vote yes, let's do it that way, but we are waiting for the final word. But anyways, just talking about this game a little bit, incredible ride for Corning. It was the seventh matchup between these two this summer. They had each won three prior to this game, so the game seven goes to Hiawatha, and they will get another crack at the number one team in the state in Iola. They had them on the ropes earlier tonight in that championship semifinal. Hiawatha and them battled back and forth, multiple lead changes. Hiawatha, eight runs in a two-inning stretch. They led it 10-8 going into the bottom of the sixth. But they give up five runs. Iola won it 13-10. But in this 7-6 final score, Hiawatha holding on for the win. They scored two in the first, and they were the road team, so they jumped out to the early lead. They got RBIs by Sam Dunn and Caden Smith. And then one run in the second inning for Corning. That was their first run. They got an RBI single by Tally. And then two runs in the third, RBI ground out by Caden Smith, and then Dunn, another RBI with a single. Hiawatha would score two in the fifth and one in the sixth, and Corning would score one in the sixth and two in the seventh. They were down three going into that final frame. They got two across. They made Hiawatha sweat it out. They ultimately get a ground out to short to end that game. And in game seven between these two, Hiawatha wins the series 4-3 and will get one more crack. Now, they will have to beat Iola in back-to-back games if they want to dethrone the two-time defending champs. But we will have it for you. We're kind of holding off because we want to get the information out to you on whether we are pushing this start time up to 10 a.m. tomorrow, the original time scheduled for 1. But again, an excessive heat advisory is in effect. It's supposed to be triple digits tomorrow. Iola has said okay to the early start time. We are waiting for Hiawatha, so we're just going to hang out here for a couple of minutes. And they have told me they will let me know ASAP and give me the rundown once we get to that point. But again, this was a lot of fun. So Hiawatha, now 29-11. They have played 40 games, and they will play a 41st game tomorrow and maybe even a 42nd game. Corning, again, they have had a really incredible run over 3 years, and they're going to finish this summer with a record of 17-9 as they once again come up just a run short here against Hiawatha, and just tough, tough break. Again, Corning, back-to-back years, where they get to this final game before the championship and come up just a game short. I think Kurt's in my ear. What's up? Yes, sir. We are getting to that. Thank you very much, Kurt. You know, Kurt doesn't get enough credit back in studio, so I just want people to know that. We appreciate him more than you possibly know, and he is just as important of a piece as I am here bringing you this information on a daily basis. All right, we do got to get to a player of the game. It is brought to you by, as always, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Really haven't had a chance to look. Again, a lot of emotions for a lot of people here, but we're going to take a look at the rundown here. Again, we've had really consistent players of the game across the board trying to get everybody involved. Caden Smith, he's had, again, a really good tournament. He drove in three runs tonight. He had a couple of hits. I'm throwing him out there. I actually had him as an honorable mention in the loss to Iola. You know, guys like Ashton Rocky, he's won it before. Cooper Jacobson had another nice night. But you know what? Let's go with Caden Smith again. A couple of hits. He drove in three runs tonight. Very productive. He was productive in the first game as well. And I just think it's a good opportunity for the big right-hander to get an opportunity here. Rocky started on the mound. He went 5 2/3. Lancaster, again, getting into a rough stretch towards the end, but was able to hold on for the save. And then Rocky able to get the win with 5 2/3. But again, Caden Smith, 3 RBIs, 2 hits, and he is our player of the game. That is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. All right, let's step aside. Quick break. We'll come back. Hopefully have the word on tomorrow. Give us a second, and we'll determine that start time. Back after a quick timeout here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
This is the final time we are back here, and it's been a long grind and three incredible games here tonight in Concordia. Ultimately, we get the top two teams, top two seeds in the championship tomorrow. Hiawatha holding off Corning here in this last game, 7-6, another absolute thriller. But we're holding off here. We're waiting for confirmation if they are going to start the championship game tomorrow earlier than expected. Again, they are expecting triple-digit temperatures, excessive heat advisory, so it would make sense to move this game up. The original start time was 1 o'clock, but the information that I was provided was that they are looking at 10 o'clock in the morning, and Iola has already said they are good to go with that, and they were waiting for confirmation from the Hiawatha side. Again, I would assume they would want to do that, but you never know. We will see. Regardless, we will have a championship game starting at 1 o'clock or 10 a.m. But again, Hiawatha is in a scenario where they have to beat Iola in back-to-back games. The champs and Iola, our second game today, as I've said, all three games were just absolutely thrilling. And what was a high score, it was really high scoring all day, but Hiawatha, they had Iola on the ropes. In our second game, they had a two-inning stretch where they scored 8 runs. They led Iola 10-8 after 5.5 innings going into the bottom of the sixth. They just needed to hold on for another couple of innings. On the bottom of the sixth inning, Iola would plate 5 runs and win it by a football score of 13-10, which knocked Hiawatha down to this game against Corning, which, again, this game itself, incredible storyline with our two local teams here getting to this game. You know, we were really a different outcome away from having a potential championship between Corning and Hiawatha. Unfortunately, it did not quite work out like that, but ultimately we had two of the three best teams in the state, and the top two seeds are playing. The most wins, the best records, Hiawatha, Iola. Iola's won the last two state championships. Hiawatha, they have been to states in two of the last 3 years. 2022, they made it to Topeka. There was a little controversy there. That was a different style tournament. That was a pool play style tournament. But again, they went 1-3 in their four games in 2022. So I'm not sure if they have made the decision or not. I am waiting to kind of get an eye on maybe a worker somewhere. Hiawatha is still kind of hanging around the side here. I think we might be able to get this. Give me just a second. I see one of the workers. Sorry, I'm just talking to myself. This is what we do here on the radio when you are 9 hours deep and just waiting for important and pertinent information. Well, we will see. And Caden Smith, our player of the game, it was brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Drove in 3, couple of hits. And he extended on a good day in the loss to Iola. He was very productive today. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. People are trying to help me out. We're just trying to get the information out to the people. Is it 10? Okay, we're getting confirmation. All right, we're going to check. I appreciate all the help from everybody. I would have to imagine it is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Okay, I figured that was the case. So we do finally have the confirmation. Thank you so much for the help. We appreciate it very much. And everybody watching and spectating is certainly going to appreciate an earlier start time where the weather is a tad bit cooler. Again, excessive heat warning tomorrow, so it only makes sense. They got the okay from Iola, and they got the okay from now Hiawatha, who won a thriller again, 7-6, the final score. So 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, we are right back here for the state championship at the AA level. Top two seeds and the 10 o'clock start time, so we'll be on the air just shy of 10 a.m. right here on 103.9. Appreciate everybody again, Kurt in studio, dynamite weekend from you. The hospitality's been great here, but we got one more day and a champion will be crowned. Well, Hiawatha, it'll be a tough go. They're going to have to beat Iola in back-to-back games if they are going to want to be crowned. Yes. Yes, 10 a.m. Yep, we are still all good to go. Appreciate it very much. So top two teams, Iola and Hiawatha, for the AA state championship. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, game 1 of potentially 2, but Hiawatha will have to win that first game to force a winner take all. Congratulations to Corning. Appreciate everyone. It was a dynamite season. So much fun to watch. We appreciate it very much. For Kurt, I'm Brandon. 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, a state champion will be crowned.